This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarm's WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. Stephen Musel at CNET News reports that Tom Wheeler, a former telecommunications lobbyist, was unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate as the new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission on October 29th. The Senate vote was delayed 2 weeks by Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, who, according to CNET, expressed concern that Wheeler might support additional funding disclosure for political TV ads. But Cruz met with Wheeler on October 29th, and Wheeler was able to convince Cruz he would take no such steps. Quote, in our meeting this afternoon, Mr. Wheeler stated that he had heard the unambiguous message that trying to impose the requirements of the Disclose Act, absent congressional action, would imperil the commission's vital statutory responsibilities, and he explicitly stated that doing so was, quote, not a priority, unquote, unquote. Cruz said October 29th, quote, based on those representations, I have lifted my hold on his nomination, and I look forward to working with him on the FCC to expand jobs and economic growth, unquote. Wheeler was nominated last May to replace Julius Genachowski, who has led the agency since 2009. President Obama nominated the former telecommunications policy lobbyist for the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, CTIA. And Wheeler also has policy experience working at the FCC's on their Technological Advisory Council. The industry supported his nomination, and activist group Public Knowledge released a positive statement on October 29th, quote, we expect that he will work to preserve a strong FCC that will ensure an open, universally accessible, and affordable communication system that serves all Americans, unquote. Public Knowledge CEO Gigi Sohn said in a statement, quote, we also expect that he will carry out the president's communications policy agenda, which includes robust open internet requirements, vigorous broadband competition, affordable broadband access, diversity of voices, and serious consumer protections, all backed by vigorous agency enforcement, unquote. You can read more about Wheeler's appointment at news.cnet.com. By the end of the year, you'll be able to use your portable electronic devices on all portions of airline flights after the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Aviation Administration announced that the FAA has announced a change in policy on October 31st. By the end of the year, passengers should be able to read ebooks, play games, and watch videos on their devices during all phases of flight, with very limited exceptions. Cell phones will have to remain in the airplane mode with cellular service disabled and no signal bars displayed as a result of continuing FCC policies. But if your carrier provides Wi-Fi during flight, you may use those services, and short-range Bluetooth accessories like wireless keyboards are also allowed under the new policies. Each airline's fleet will have to undergo tests to determine if there is no interference from the portable electronic devices on their planes. Once those tests are cleared, passengers will be able to use electronic devices at all altitudes. There may be rare instances of low visibility where the crew will instruct passengers to turn off devices during landing, but otherwise you'll be able to use your tablets and iPads and mini computers throughout the flights from now on. Edward Wyatt in the New York Times reports that the Federal Communications Commission is seeking to revive the sagging fortunes of AM radio, it says, and has proposed updating and removing some regulations that station owners believe have left many AM channels dealing with static. On October 31st, the FCC proposed several changes and is seeking public comment on those changes, as the AM radio audience has fallen to 15% of all radio listeners, down from 50% as recently as 1978, according to the New York Times. It says that while the FM audience has also fallen, it draws well more than five times the current audience of AM. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai, the senior Republican on the FCC, has been trying to revive AM radio for some time and says the proposals, quote, will not be an immediate panacea for the difficulties facing the AM band, unquote, but they could have a, quote, substantial positive difference to numerous AM stations, unquote. Indeed, in the FCC's proposal for rulemaking, they say, quote, the sustainability of the AM broadcast service has been threatened by the migration of AM listeners to newer media services. Technical limitations in the AM band have contributed to the consumer migration. Today, AM broadcasts provide lower fidelity than other sources of audio programming, including FM, satellite radio, personal media players, podcasts, and other audio streams provided over the internet. The new FCC proposals include eliminating or loosening rules that govern nighttime transmission by FM stations. AM radio signals travel as ground waves during sunlight hours, but once the sun goes down, the same signals bounce off the ionosphere and back to Earth, often hundreds of miles away from where they are broadcast. Anyone who's driven around at different parts of the country at night know that dial turning on the AM band will pick up stations from all over the country. The new proposed rules, the commission thinks, will keep more stations on the air at night, as many stations currently have to reduce their power once the sun goes down. You can read more about the FCC's plans to bolster AM radio at thenewyorktimes.com. Transom.org is offering online workshops in storytelling and radio production. Thanks to Knight Prototype Fund support, they've created an online workshop. The first will be November 6th, led by Peabody Award-winning producer Scott Carrier. And Transom will lead more self-guided workshops in 2014. You can go to radiosurvivor.org for a story by Paul Rimsmondale for more details, or go to transom.org. Paul Rimsmondale in radiosurvivor.com reports that Monitoring Times, the magazine that has served enthusiasts of all sorts of radio signals from shortwave, AM, and FM to obscure longwave amateur satellite and military communications, is going to cease publications after 33 years. The December 2013 issue will be the final issue, according to publisher and founder Bob Grove. But taking its place beginning in January 2014 is the Spectrum Monitor, a monthly electronic magazine in PDF form that will be edited and published by former Monitoring Times managing editor Ken Wrights. The new Spectrum Monitor website will cover shortwave listening, public service scanning, AM, FM, TV, broadcasting, satellite, broadcast, vintage radio, and more. You can read that story at radiosurvivor.com. Now for a feature this week on radio-controlled drones. This week in Congress, Representative Alan Grayson, Democrat from Florida, organized the first congressional hearing with testimony from Pakistani drone victim. The only other legislators that showed up for the congressional hearing were Representative John Conyers, Democrat from Michigan, Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat from Illinois, Representative Rush Holt, a Democrat from New Jersey, and Representative Rick Nolan, a Democrat from Minnesota. There were also a handful of reporters. Rafiq Raymond, a Pakistani primary school teacher, appeared on Capitol Hill with his children, Zubar, 13, and Nabila, 9, and described how his mother, Momini Bibi, was killed by a Pakistani drone on October 24, 2012, and his two children were injured in the attack. Let's listen to some of the testimony at the congressional hearing on October 29th.
Nobody has ever told me why my mother was targeted that day. Some media outlets reported that the attack was on a car, but there's no road alongside my mother's house. Others reported that the attack was on a house, but the missiles hit a nearby field, not a house. All of them reported that 3, 4, 5 militants were killed.
Lekin the haqiqat is din sirf ek jaan li gayi aur woh meri walida mamana didi ki thi jo ek buri khatoon thi aur hamare gaon ki wahid madwai bhi thi.
But only one person was killed that day, Mamana Bibi, a grandmother, a midwife, who was preparing to celebrate the Islamic holiday of Eid. Not a militant, but my mother.
Urdu mein ek mahawra hai, ek ladi ne paru ka rakhna. Hamari maa, hamare khandan ke liye is ladi ki tarah thi, jisne saare khandan ko jode rakha tha. इसके बवकत मौत ने हमारे पूरे घर को तबाह कर दिया है। इस हमले के बाद से हम हर वक्त डरे हुए रहते हैं। हमारा खानदान अब कभी भी अकड़ा नहीं बैठ सकता। हम हर वक्त ड्रोन हमले के हादसे से डरे और सहमे हुए रहते हैं।
In Urdu, we have a saying. Literally translated, it means the string that holds the pearls together. That is what my mother was. She was the string that held our family together. Since her death, the string has been broken, and life has not been the same. We feel alone, and we feel lost.
इस दिन मेरे चार बच्चे और मेरे बहन के पांच बच्चे जख्मी हुए। हमें इन बच्चों के इलाज महाजी के लिए उधार लेना पड़ा और अपनी अबाई जमीन फेरोख करनी पड़ी। हमारी हुकूमत ने हमारी कोई मदद नहीं की। सबका कहना था कि हमारे साथ ये जुल्म अमेरिका ने किया है और वो ही हमें इंसाफ दे सकता है।
Four of my children were injured that day, and four of my brother's children. We have had to borrow money and sell land to pay for the children's medical treatment. There has been no compensation to help with these bills. The Pakistani government accepted my claim and confirmed the details, but it says it is not responsible. The U.S. is.
मैं एक प्राइमरी स्कूल टीचर हूं और मेरे सारे खानदान का दर्द और तकलीफ से ताल्लुक है। मेरे वाले गांव के स्कूल में हेडमास्टर थे।
I am a primary school teacher in my community. I come from a family of teachers. Both of my brothers are teachers, and my father is a retired headmaster.
Congressman Gleason, जैसा कि आप जानते हैं, एक उस्ताद का फर्ज तालीम देना होता है। लेकिन मैं इन बच्चों को ड्रोन और बेगुनाह जानों के जया से मुतलक किया बताऊं, जबकि मैं खुद इनको समझने से कासिर हूं। मैं इन बच्चों को कैसे समझाऊं कि इनका स्कूल निशाना नहीं बनेगा, जबकि मैं नहीं जानता कि मेरे खानदान को क्यों निशाना बनाया गया।
Congressman Grayson, as a teacher, my job is to educate. But how do I teach something like this? How do I explain what I myself do not understand? How can I, in good faith, reassure the children that the drill will not come back and kill them too, if I do not understand why I killed my mother and injured my children?
My walida, in hamlon ki peeli de guna shikar nahi thi. Hamare ilake aur kabile ke beshumar log, jin mein haurat ke bache aur boodhe shamil the. इन हमलों का निशाना बन चुके हैं। ये तमाम देवगुना हम कबाइली लोग थे। इनका दहशतगर्द से कोई ताल्लुक नहीं।
My mother is not the first innocent victim of U.S. drones. Numerous families living in my community and the surrounding area have also lost loved ones, including women and children, in these strikes over the years.
इन तमाम खानदानों ने हमारी तरह इन मजालों को सहा है। मेरी ख्वाहिश है कि मेरी तरह वो भी आपको अपनी दास्तानें जुल्म सुना सकें। आज मैं इन सब बेगुनाह लोगों की नुमाइंदगी करते हुए आपको बताना चाहता हूं कि ड्रोन किसी मसले का हल नहीं है।
Dozens of people in my own tribe that I know are merely ordinary tribesmen have been killed. They have suffered just like I have. I wish they had such an opportunity as well to come tell you their story. Until they can, I speak on their behalf as well. Drones are not the answer. In the end, I would just like to ask the American public to treat us as equals. Make sure that your government gives us the same status as a human with basic rights as they do to their own citizens.
आखिर मैं अमेरिकी आवाम से दरख्वास्त करना चाहता हूँ कि खुदारा हमें अपनी जैसे इंसान तसव्वुर करते हुए अपने जैसे इंसानी हकूक दे। हम तो शायद अपने जानवर की इस तरह हलाक नहीं करते। जिस तरह अमरीकी हुकूमत हमें ड्रोन से मार रही है, वो दारा इस कत्लेआम को बंद करे और हमें हमारे साथ हुए जुर्म का इंसाफ दिलवाए। आप सबका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया।
We do not kill our cattle the way the U.S. is killing humans in Waziristan with drones. This indiscriminate killing has to end, and justice must be delivered to those who have suffered at the hands of unjust. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Grayson, for inviting me to submit evidence today.
My name is Rahman, and my name is Rahman. On September 2012, मेरे आंखों के सामने अमेरिकी ड्रोन हथियारों ने मेरी दादी की जान ले ली और मैं और भी हमें हमेशा के लिए जख्मी हुआ।
My name is Zubair Rahman. I am 13 years old. On October 24, 2012, I watched a U.S. drone kill my grandmother. I myself was injured in this fight.
मेरी दादी किसी की दुश्मन नहीं थी, बल्कि इंतहाई प्यार करने वाली शफीक खातून थी। गांव के बेहतर बच्चों की बजाय मेरी दादी की के हाथों हुई। शाम को अक्सर तमाम बच्चे दादी के इर्द गिर्द जमा हो जाते और वो हमें कहानियाँ सुनाती। ये कहानियाँ इसकी अपनी जिंदगी के बारे, हमारे खानदान के बारे या हमारे कबीले के बारे में होती थी और तमाम कहानियाँ मेरा पसंदीदा थी और अब मेरे जिंदगी में सिर्फ कहानियां थी।
My grandmother was nobody's enemy. She was kind and caring. She used to help the mothers in my village deliver their babies. In the evening, she would tell all of the children to gather around and she would tell us stories. Stories of her life, of our family, of our community. She had so many stories that I can't pick a favorite. I miss all of them.
मेरी दादी और मुझे नीला आसमान बहुत पसंद था और हमारे गांव तपी के नजदीक अक्सर आसमान नीला हो जाता। 24 अक्टूबर 2012 को भी आसमान नीला था और मैं उस दिन काफी खुश था।
My grandmother and I used to share a love of bright blue skies. We have many of them in Tapi, the village where I lived. The sky in Tapi was particularly blue on
October 24th, 2012. I was excited.
The next day was the start of Eid. I know many Americans do not know what Eid is. I have been told it is like Christmas. Since I do not know what Christmas is like, I cannot say.
इसलिए कुछ नहीं कह सकता, लेकिन कोई भी खुशी का मौका बच्चों के लिए इंतहाई काम होता है। ईद दिन ड्रोन हमले से पहले मेरी दादी ने मुझसे वादा किया था कि खेतों में काम करने के बाद हम ईद की तैयारियां शुरू कर देंगे। पिछली रात मैंने मिठाइयों की तैयारी में दादी की मदद की थी और अब मैं बेताबी से ईद का इंतजार कर रहा था।
I can only tell you that it is a magical time filled with joy. It is a holiday every child, including myself, gets excited about. Just before the drum struck, my grandmother promised me that as soon as we finished our chores, we could start celebrating. The night before, we had helped her make sweets. I couldn't wait to try one.
इस दिन खेत में दादी के साथ मदद करते हुए पैजामे ड्रोन तैयार नजर आ रहे थे, लेकिन मुझे इससे कोई परेशानी नहीं थी क्योंकि मैं या मेरी दादी कोई दहशतगर्द न थे। जब ड्रोन ने पहला मिसाइल फेंका तो पूरी जमीन हिल गई और हवा ने काली और जहरीली गर्द उड़ने लगी।
As I helped my mother and my grandmother in the field, I could see and hear the drone hovering overhead. But I didn't worry. Why would I worry? Neither my grandmother nor I were militants. When the drone fired the first time, the whole ground shook and black smoke rose up.
हम बवन भागे, लेकिन कुछ मिनटों के बाद फिर हमला हुआ। कुछ देर बाद गांव के लोग आए और हमें अस्पताल ले गए। हमने वो रात इंतहाई तकलीफ और दर्द से गुजारी। अगली सुबह मेरा ऑपरेशन किया गया और हमने इस तरह ईद गुजारी।
We ran, but several minutes later, the drone fired again. People from the village came to our aid and took us to hospital. We spent the night in great agony at the hospital, and the next morning I was operated on. That is how we spent our Eid.
But किस्मत से मेरा इब्तदाई ऑपरेशन नाकाम हुआ और कुछ ही दिनों बाद इलाज के लिए मुझे इस्लामाबाद जाना पड़ा। डॉक्टर ने मायना करने के बाद बताया कि ड्रोन के टुकड़े बहुत बुरी और मुश्किल जगह पे पंसे हुए थे और उन्हें सिर्फ लेजर के जरिए निकाला जा सकता है।
Unfortunately, my initial operation was unsuccessful, and a few days later, I was taken to Islamabad for treatment. The doctor examined my injured leg and said the drone shrapnel was stuck in a very bad place. It could only be removed with a laser operation, which was very expensive.
जो कि इंतहाई महंगा तरीका इलाज है, क्योंकि हमारे पास पैसे नहीं थे, इसलिए हम गांव वापस चले गए और मिजाज के टुकड़े मेरी टांग में ही रह गए।
We did not have enough money for my operation, so I had to return home with the shrapnel still in my leg.
हमारे गांव वापस जाने के बाद मेरे वालिद ने रिश्तेदारों और पड़ोसियों से कर्ज लिया और कई माह गुजरने के बाद इलाज की रकम लेकर मेरा इलाज करवाया।
When we returned home, my father spent months borrowing money from relatives and neighbors. It took him several months, but he was finally able to secure enough money for me to have the surgery.
कांग्रेसमैन ग्रीसन मुझे अब नीला आसमान अच्छा नहीं लगता। मुझे अब बादलों वाला आसमान अच्छा लगता है क्योंकि बादलों में ड्रोन उड़ नहीं सकते और ड्रोन की हर मौजूदगी में हमारा खौफ कोई देर के लिए खत्म हो जाता है।
Congressman Grayson, I no longer love blue skies. In fact, I now prefer gray skies. The drones do not fly when the skies are gray, and for a short period of time, the mental tension and fear eases.
लेकिन आसमान की नीला होते साथ ही ड्रोन तैयार है खोफ के साथ वापस आ जाते हैं। मैं जानता हूँ कि अमेरिकन ड्रोन को हमारा इलाज समझते हैं, लेकिन मेरा ख्वाहिश है को कि वो ये जान सके कि मेरे इलाके में बचे ड्रोन से कितने खूब ज़्यादा है।
When the sky brightens, though, the drones return, and so does the fear. I know Americans think drones are the answer, but I wish they could understand how I and other children in my community see drones.
हम पहले बाहर खेला करते थे, हम क्रिकेट, फुटबॉल, वॉलीबॉल और कबड्डी खेलते थे, और अब हम डर के मारे घरों में चुपके खेलते रहते हैं।
We used to play outside all the time. We loved to play all sorts of games in my village: cricket, football, volleyball. But now people are afraid to even leave their houses, much less travel great distances. So we don't play very often.
हमारे इलाके में बहुत थोड़े से स्कूल है, लेकिन अब बहुत थोड़े से बच्चे स्कूल जाते हैं, और ये मेरे इलाके का सबसे बड़ा मसला है, क्योंकि तालीम हमारी तमाम मसाइल हल कर सकती है, लेकिन ड्रोन की वजह से अब बच्चों की तालीम मुमकिन नहीं।
There are few schools in my community, but now many children have stopped going to the few that exist. This is a big problem in my community, as what everyone really wants and needs is education. But education isn't possible as long as the drones circle overhead.
मैंने सोचा था कि मैं अमेरिकियों को अपने बारे में कुछ नहीं बताऊंगा, क्योंकि उन्होंने हमारे वकील शहजाद अकबर साहब को हमारे साथ आने न दिया, और वो अमेरिका में ड्रोन केस करने से पहले आ जा सकते थे, लेकिन अब उन्हें रोक दिया गया।
I almost decided not to tell America and Mr. Grayson all of this. The U.S. refused to let my lawyer, Shehzad Akbar, come with me. He used to visit the U.S. all the time, but since he started helping people like me, the U.S. now says he isn't welcome.
लेकिन आखिर में मैंने ये फैसला किया कि ये जरूरी है कि मैं आपको अपने गांव, अपनी दादी और अपने बारे में बताऊं। मेरा ख्वाहिश है कि मैं वापस जाकर लोगों को ये बता सकूं कि अमेरिकी न सिर्फ हमारे बात सुन सकते हैं, बल्कि हमें इंसाफ भी दे सकते हैं, और मेरा ख्वाहिश है कि अमेरिका पाकिस्तान में ड्रोन हमले बंद कर दे। आप सबका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया।
In the end, I have decided that welcome or not, it is important for me to tell my story. I hope by telling you about my village and my grandmother, I can convince you that drones are not the answer. More importantly though, I hope I can return home with a message. I hope I can tell my community that Americans listen, that America is not just drones that terrorize us from above, but a country that listens and is trying to help us solve the many problems we face. And maybe, just maybe, America may soon stop the drones. Thank you.
Gary Sussman at RollingStone.com reports that by 2015, Hollywood movies and other private users will be able to license for operating radio-controlled drones in the United States. Currently, the Federal Aviation Administration does not permit private businesses to operate drones in the United States, although non-commercial filmmakers may use them, but only below 400 feet and in sparsely populated areas. In Rolling Stone, Sussman talks to the Motion Picture Association of America, which has pressed the FAA to allow a waiver for filmmaking purposes for smaller drones with less range than those used by the Central Intelligence Agency. By the end of the decade, the FAA estimates there could be as many as 30,000 public and private radio-controlled drones in American airspace, making drone manufacture a $90 billion industry. You can read more about this story at RollingStone.com. This week in radio news, on November 2nd in 1920, KDKA in Pittsburgh went on the air as the first commercial radio station in the United States.
This is KDKA of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We shall now broadcast the election returns. We are receiving these returns through the cooperation and by special arrangements with the Pittsburgh Post and Sun. We'd appreciate it if anyone hearing this broadcast would communicate with us, as we are very anxious to know how far the broadcast is reaching and how it is being received. While we're waiting for the returns to come in over the telephone, direct from the Post and Sun. I'll give you the list of offices in today's presidential election. Here they are. Some 30 million Americans are electing a president of the United States, a vice president, 34 United States senators, 435 members of the House of Representatives, governors of 34 states, and thousands of minor offices, county judges, and officials.
On November 7th in 1932, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century was first broadcast on the CBS radio network.
Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
On November 7th in 1994, radio personality Howard Stern talked a caller out of attempting to kill himself on the air.
Yeah, I don't know if this is real or not, but there's some guy on the phone who says he's about to, he's got a cellular phone with him and he's about to jump from the George Washington Bridge and kill himself.
Really?
Yeah, we can't tell if it's real or not, but...
What do you think? What does it sound like?
Hello?
What does it sound like? What do you think is going on?
Well, I hear the bridge, but I don't know if you're for real or not.
Oh.
You know, obviously it would be a great crank call to call me up and say you're going to commit suicide.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
What, are you a big fan of mine?
Yeah, of course.
Well, why are you leaving us? We need all the ratings we can get.
Yeah, why doesn't one of, like,
I don't know,
the Morning Zoo's fans leave? We need our fans.
That's a zoo, a bunch of suckers.
I don't understand something.
What's up?
If you're in good enough shape to have a cellular phone, I mean, why would you want to leave the planet? There's a reason to live just alone.
Yeah.
Maybe you saw the bill for the phone.
Yeah, make too many calls.
Sure. No, that's not it.
You're going to miss Jackie's acting debut. You got to live.
Yeah.
Maybe he's jumping.
Did you hear about that?
It's life in general. There's a chopper looking at me.
Are you married?
Yes.
Is there a cop? Let me speak to the cop so I can confirm that you're really trying to kill yourself.
There's no cop. It's a traffic helicopter. It just passed by.
Is anybody looking at you, the fact that you're, like, ready to jump off a bridge?
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.